Today is Friday, the 7th of November, and you are listening to the World Socialist website. UPS plane crash, the latest in capitalism's string of industrial disasters. Tom Hall, Jerry White, November the 6th, 2025. Tuesday evening, UPS flight 2976 plummeted into a dense industrial area shortly after takeoff from Louisville's Muhammad Ali International Airport. At least 13 people are dead, including the three crew members and a child. Several others remain missing. The aircraft, loaded with 200,000 pounds of jet fuel for its flight to Hawaii, exploded into a massive fireball visible for miles. On Thursday, UPS identified the crew members who were killed as Captain Richard Wartenberg, First Officer Lee Truitt, and International Relief Officer Captain Dana Diamond. With even a slight deviation in the aircraft's final moments, the death toll could have been hundreds or even thousands. The crash occurred in a corridor that includes Ford's Louisville assembly plant and UPS's massive Worldport air freight hub, as well as dozens of warehouses and other industrial workplaces. An investigation is underway and more details will emerge about the immediate cause. It has already been confirmed that the plane's left engine caught fire and detached during takeoff. Whatever chain of events in the aircraft system led to the catastrophe, the ultimate cause is the subordination of American and world society to a corporate oligarchy. There is a staggering contradiction at the heart of this disaster. Worldport's facilities are among the most advanced in the world, with the ability to handle 370 flights and process more than 2 million packages a day. This is a remarkable feat of computation, planning, human skill, and global coordination. UPS and its rivals are also rapidly introducing new systems in their warehouses based on the latest advances in automation and artificial intelligence. This advanced logistics system, however, is subordinated to the ruthless pursuit of profit, powered by highly exploited workers. The plane that crashed outside Louisville was part of an aging fleet, the MD-11 model, which has the second worst safety record of all commercial aircraft, was 34 years old and had reportedly undergone major repairs, including a cracked fuel tank, as recently as September. This is the third UPS crash in the past 12 years. UPS pilots have repeatedly demanded fatigue protections equal to those for passenger crews, only to be met with stonewalling by corporate management and federal regulators. UPS has sought to intimidate and silence whistleblowers, including UPS Captain Douglas Green, who was fired and blacklisted after exposing fatigue and other unsafe conditions that led to the 2013 crash in Birmingham, Alabama, that killed two crew members. Green told the WSWS that this week's crash, quote, was not only avoidable, it was caused by UPS's negligence, end of quote. New technologies that could and should be used to ease the burden of labour and improve safety are of interest to the oligarchy only to the extent that they can be used to ramp up exploitation. According to Challenger, Gray and Christmas, 1.1 million jobs have been cut so far this year, the highest level since 2020. Artificial intelligence and automation are being used as weapons to eliminate entire sections of the workforce and drive millions into poverty. This is why, alongside staggering technological advances, American infrastructure is underfunded, decaying, and unsafe. Fireballs erupting over industrial areas have become a regular feature of life. Barely 24 hours after the UPS crash, a huge ammonia explosion ripped through a chemical plant in Yazoo City, Mississippi. In October, 16 workers were killed in an explosion at a munitions plant in Tennessee. Also last month, an explosion at Chevron's El Segundo refinery rocked the Los Angeles area, and these are only a few of the most recent. Friday marks 7 months since the death of auto worker Ronald Adams Sr., who was crushed to death by a gantry while performing maintenance at the Stellantis Dundee engine complex near Detroit. With management and the UAW bureaucracy maintaining a guilty silence, the International Workers' Alliance of Rank-and-File Committees, the IWA-RFC, launched an investigation into the accident, with preliminary findings presented at a July 27 meeting. Since that meeting, hundreds have been killed internationally, including most recently 16 garment workers in a fire in Dhaka, Bangladesh, 2 coal miners in Australia, and 23 workers in an explosion at a retail site in Hermosillo, Mexico. These disasters underscore the global character of the industrial slaughterhouse. The UPS air disaster occurred in the midst of an ongoing government shutdown, now the longest in American history. The Trump administration is using starvation as a weapon against federal workers and the poor. Particularly cruel is its refusal to release food stamp funding for 42 million people, immediately plunging a large portion of the country into food insecurity. Investigators for the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, in Louisville, are working without pay. While not a direct cause of the crash, air traffic controllers are being forced to choose between working stressful technical jobs for free or taking unpaid leave to feed their families. On Thursday, the government announced a 10% reduction in air traffic nationwide, warning of a total collapse of the national airspace system if the shutdown is not ended within days. The United States is a government of, by, and for the oligarchy, headed by would-be dictator Donald Trump. His administration represents the seamless integration of the capitalist elite and the state. The elimination of the Chemical Safety Board next year, along with deep cuts to the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, and other regulatory agencies, demonstrates this policy in practice. Trump's new head of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the OSHA, David Keeling, is the former UPS safety chief. As far as the ruling class is concerned, corporate entities receive total immunity. On Thursday, a judge dropped criminal charges against Boeing over its massive safety scandal, in which hundreds died because management concealed known issues with its aircraft. Boeing, a major defense contractor that is battling 3,000 striking workers at its fighter jet plants in St. Louis, is being lavished by Trump with tens of billions of dollars in new contracts. In return for Trump's services, the tech billionaires are paying for the demolition of the East Wing of the White House and its replacement with a massive new ballroom. The union bureaucracy, concerned only with maintaining its privileges and access to power, is a full partner in this process. Mass automation-led layoffs began at UPS almost as soon as the ink was dry on the 2023 contract signed by the Teamsters bureaucracy. The union has said almost nothing about these cuts and issued only a muted statement on the disaster. But Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien has been far more vocal in his support for Trump, using, quote, America First rhetoric to blame corporate job cuts on foreign workers. The Socialist Equality Party calls for workers in logistics, transportation, manufacturing, and every industry to take up the fight for control over production through the building of the International Workers' Alliance of Rank-and-File Committees, the IWA-RFC. These committees must form the basis for a counter-offensive by the working class, transferring power from the trade union bureaucracies to the shop floor. They must unite workers internationally in a common struggle against the social counter-revolution being waged by the capitalist oligarchy. Disasters like Tuesday's crash are not accidents, but the outcome of a system that subordinates every aspect of life to private profit. The colossal cost to society of capitalist enrichment, built up through the labour of the working class, is incompatible with even the most basic requirements of safety, health, or democratic rights. The immense technological capacity of modern society stands in irreconcilable conflict with the private ownership of production by a parasitic elite. It is also incompatible with democracy, the real reason behind Trump's rise. The operation of the logistics and transportation networks must be organized for public need, not private profit. To guarantee safe working conditions, modern equipment, and humane scheduling, workers must fight for 1. The expropriation of the corporate oligarchy, using its trillions in wealth to fund rapid improvements in living standards. 2. The nationalisation of the banks and major logistics, manufacturing and aerospace corporations to be run as public utilities. 3. Democratic control by the working class over production, including exclusive authority on all issues of safety. The working class must insist on its own social rights to decent jobs, health care, and a livable future, and take direct action through these committees to enforce them. Above all, this struggle requires a conscious political break with capitalism and the fight for socialism. The incompatibility of modern society with private profit can be resolved only through the establishment of workers' power and the socialist reorganization of economic life. Food pantries see record demand as government shutdown becomes longest on record. Jacob Cross, November 6, 2025. The United States entered its 37th day of the longest government shutdown in history on Thursday, surpassing the 2018-2019 impasse under the first Trump administration. What began on October 1 has rapidly evolved into a social and economic catastrophe for millions of working people. More than 1.4 million federal employees have gone without pay since September, including air traffic controllers, TSA screeners, and postal workers. On Wednesday, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced that 10% of US flight capacity would be cut across 40 airports, triggering hundreds of thousands of cancellations and delays ahead of the holiday season. At the same time, Trump's, quote, forced hunger policy will slash food stamp benefits to 42 million Americans under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. An analysis from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities found that, quote, nearly 1.2 million SNAP households with roughly 4.9 million people, roughly 1 in 9 SNAP recipients, will receive zero benefits, end of quote. The same report found that, quote, nearly 5.4 million households with one or two members will receive a minimum benefit of $12 for November. All SNAP SNAP participants, of which 39% are children, will receive even less than they should have. On Thursday, Chief Judge John J. McConnell of the U.S. District Court ordered the administration to resume full payments by Friday, writing that, quote, without SNAP funding for the month of November, 16 million children will be immediately at risk of going hungry. This should never happen in America, end of quote. Trump's Justice Department immediately signaled it would appeal the ruling, guaranteeing weeks, if not months, of further deprivation. Millions of people across the United States are turning to food pantries to survive. In West Virginia, where 270,000 people rely on SNAP benefits, which have yet to arrive, Facing Hunger Food Bank distributed, quote, 75 tons of food across the 12 counties during the first weekend in November, more than double what it distributes in a typical weekend, end of quote, reported Mountain State Spotlight. In Pierce County, Washington, home to Tacoma, nearly 118,000 residents rely on SNAP SNAP every month. KNKX, the local NPR affiliate, reported that local food banks have seen a 40% increase in visits since the start of the shutdown. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the number of families seeking food pantry assistance at General Storehouse in Fort Worth has jumped from the high 180s per day to 210 to 225 as SNAP benefits vanish and federal workers go unpaid. In West Texas, over 100,000 people across 19 counties are newly pushed onto food bank rolls, and one distribution site recently served 851 cars in a single morning, a surge unseen since the COVID-19 peak. The ongoing shutdown comes amid a wave of layoffs not seen since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic or the 2008 financial crisis. private placement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas reported 153,000 job cuts in October 2025, up 175% from the same month last year, the highest October total in more than two decades. Quote, "This is the highest total for October in over 20 years and the highest for any single month in the fourth quarter since 2008, said Aubrey Challenger, the firm's chief revenue officer. Quote, "Like in 2003, a disruptive technology is changing the landscape." End of quote. That, quote, "disruptive technology" is artificial intelligence, which corporations are rushing to deploy as they slash payrolls. Nearly 47,900 warehouse and logistics workers lost their jobs in October alone, including thousands at UPS, which has continued mass buyouts after the so-called, quote, "historic 2023 Teamsters contract signed by Union President Sean O'Brien." The technology sector announced 33,281 job cuts in October, bringing the 2025 total to 141,000, a 17% increase over last year. The report also identified Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, DOGE, formerly headed by billionaire Elon Musk, as the leading reason for layoffs this year, citing it in nearly 294,000 planned cuts, including federal contractors. Another 21,000 cuts were attributed to DOGE downstream impact, caused by the loss of federal funding to private and non-profit entities. While DOGE-induced cuts have devastated hundreds of thousands of workers and their families, Musk, the world's richest man and a notorious neo-Nazi, has been showered with new wealth. On Thursday, Tesla shareholders approved a $1 trillion pay package for the tech mogul that could make him the first ever trillionaire. While workers are thrown into unemployment by Musk, quote, "efficiency schemes," the oligarchy rewards him with historic levels of personal enrichment. Workers laid off are finding it increasingly hard to land a new job as hiring has simultaneously collapsed. Employers have announced only 488,000 planned hires so far this year, down 35% from this same point in 2024, and the lowest year-to-date total since 2011. The growing crisis is mirrored in consumer confidence data showing that optimism among low-income workers has plunged to its lowest point in years. Bloomberg, citing the Conference Board, found confidence among households earning under $50,000 has collapsed since mid-2024, even as those making over $200,000 have grown more upbeat thanks to soaring stock prices. The richest 10% of U.S. households now account for nearly half of all consumer spending, fueled by financial gains and asset inflation, while workers slash purchases to survive amid withheld pay and mass layoffs. Economist Peter Atwater compared the situation to a, quote, "top-heavy Jenga tower, a system so imbalanced that a single wrong move could send it crashing down." The metaphor captures the parasitic character of American capitalism, a speculative, debt-driven economy resting on the backs of an increasingly impoverished majority. Even Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has been forced to acknowledge a, quote, "bifurcated economy, one that channels wealth to the top while leaving the base to crumble." While millions go hungry and jobless, the Democratic Party has responded by begging Trump to negotiate on reopening the government without placing any limits on his dictatorial powers. Following the mass No Kings protest last month, Democratic leaders urged Trump and congressional Republicans to restore Affordable Care Act subsidies, arguing that doing so would prevent, quote, "price shocks and maintain insurance company profits." Trump has so far rejected Democratic entreaties, labeling the Democrats, quote, "radicalized lunatics," and calling on Senate Republicans to abolish the filibuster in order to ram through his budget unilaterally. On social media Thursday, he wrote, quote, "The Democrats will terminate the filibuster in, quote, the first hour, if and when they assume control or power. Republicans have what the Democrats want. We should do it now and have the greatest 3 years in history," end of quote. The attacks on jobs, wages, and basic social rights flow from the growth of inequality that is intrinsic to capitalism itself. The defence of the right to food, shelter and dignified work requires a frontal assault on the hoarded wealth of the financial oligarchy. The election of Zoran Mandani as New York City mayor, a self-described, quote, democratic socialist, reflects the growing left-wing sentiment among workers and youth, but his party's role in propping up Trump's government proves the DSA and the Democrats are no vehicle for genuine change. The working class must form its own organizations of struggle, rank-and-file committees in every workplace, independent of both capitalist parties and their union accomplices. These committees must link up internationally, uniting workers across borders against the multinational corporations and their political servants. Only through the expropriation of the financial aristocracy and the establishment of workers' power on a world scale can the scourges of war, poverty, and hunger be abolished once and for all. Elon Musk, world's richest man, awarded a $1 trillion pay package. Andre Damon, November 6, 2025. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, with a net worth of $461 billion, has been awarded a $1 trillion pay package over 10 years, putting the CEO on course to become the world's first trillionaire. Commenting on the scale of the payout, which was approved Thursday, consumer advocacy group Public Citizen wrote, quote, $1 trillion is unfathomable. A million seconds is about 11 days. A billion seconds is about 3 decades. A trillion, 30,000 years. If Musk works a 40-hour work week with 2 weeks vacation, or about 200,000 hours for 10 years, that's $50 million an hour, end of quote. Musk's unprecedented payout came the same week as the Trump administration announced plan to slash food stamp benefits, threatening tens of millions of American families with hunger. The pay package was awarded following a vote of approval by 75% of Tesla shareholders. Among the institutions voting in favor were financial services company Charles Schwab Corporation and Morgan Stanley's Counterpoint Global Fund. We firmly believe that supporting this proposal aligns both management and shareholder interests, Charles Schwab said in a statement. The prominent endorsement of Musk's pay package by Schwab Corporation and Morgan Stanley, coupled with behind-the-scenes yes votes by other major financial institutions, points to its broader significance. The massive payout for Musk sends a clear message from Wall Street that the sky is the limit for CEO pay and the enrichment of the financial oligarchy. Musk, a fascist, who welcomed the second inauguration of US President Donald Trump with a public Sieg Heil salute, said his primary motivation in seeking the pay package was to secure direct personal control over life and death decisions for humanity. Quote, I don't feel comfortable building a robot army if I don't have at least a strong influence, Musk said. The payout would make Musk's wealth equivalent to the entire market capitalization of Tesla, which currently stands at $1.5 trillion. Musk controls 15% of Tesla shares, which will increase to nearly 28% under the share agreement. The stock will be dispersed in 12 chunks over 10 years. The public justification given for the pay package, the largest in history, by nearly an order of magnitude, is to align the interests of Musk and Tesla shareholders by incentivizing the CEO to meet sales and share targets. But this is just a pretense, and the agreement allows Tesla's board, largely consisting of Musk's cronies, to award him the shares even if he fails to meet the goals set out. Quote, while it purports to be tied to some very ambitious goals, in fact it gives the board discretion to award him the amount of shares whether he meets these goals or not, said the corporate governance expert Neil Minow, who is chair of Value Edge Advisors. Tesla has been facing increasingly stiff global competition from Chinese automakers, and its profits have fallen 9% year on year. Musk said the vote opens, quote, a whole new book in the history of Tesla. The company is planning to refocus on making humanoid robots, Musk said, declaring, quote, you start getting into some pretty wild sci-fi sort of scenarios, end of quote. Tesla has been peddling statements like this throughout its existence, repeatedly declaring that self-driving cars, together with self-driving taxis and semi-trucks, were constantly around the corner. These claims have repeatedly failed to materialize. What has materialized, however, is the continued rise in Tesla share prices, which closed at an all-time record Thursday and have doubled since April. In addition to being the largest shareholder in Tesla, Musk owns major stakes in SpaceX, the space launch monopoly that controls 84% of the market for space launch, and X, the social media network previously known as Twitter, which Musk is using to train X's Grok large language model. Musk's pay package is orders of magnitude larger than anything awarded to any chief executive in history. According to the AFL-CIO's database on executive compensation, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella earned just over $79 million in 2024. Apple CEO Tim Cook made about $75 million, and Starbucks CEO Brian Nichol received slightly less than $96 million. In 1965, a typical CEO made 20 times the pay of an average worker. This figure reached 122 in 2016 and grew to 348 by 2016. In the past 12 months alone, the 10 richest US billionaires became approximately $700 billion richer. Over this period, their wealth grew by a staggering 40%, from $1.79 trillion to $2.5 trillion. Earlier this week, the Oxfam charity reported that since 2020, the inflation-adjusted wealth of the 10 richest men in America has increased sixfold. Elon Musk, whose wealth stood at $33 billion in March 2020, has since surged to $469 billion, a 14-fold increase. US President Donald Trump, himself a billionaire, has pledged to do everything possible to expand the wealth of this financial oligarchy, which forms a constituency for his effort to transform the United States into a presidential dictatorship. For these articles and more, go to the World Socialist website, wsws.org. For the World Socialist website, this has been Carol Diviak.
The World Socialist website is published by the International Committee of the Fourth International, the ICFI, the leadership of the World Socialist Movement, the Fourth International founded by Leon Trotsky in 1938. The World Socialist website relies entirely on the donations of readers and listeners for financial support. To give to the WSWS or to set up a regular monthly contribution, go to wsws.org/donate. We urge our listeners to join the International Committee of the Fourth International and one of its affiliated political parties and take up the struggle for socialism.